This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today being the first Monday of the third month of the year, that is March 2, 2020, I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. You can now learn to earn from the experts on the Money Control app. Download it now to know more. And now moving on to our top stories of the day. South Korean report suggests that North Korea has launched two unidentified missiles. We'll also share with you latest developments in Nirbhaya case as Delhi court has rejected mercy petition made by two of its convicts. We'll also share with you latest developments in coronavirus as two cases have been confirmed in India. And lastly, we'll talk about the most awaited IPO of SBI cards as it has opened today. Two cases of coronavirus have been found in India, one being in Delhi and another one being in Telangana. To give us more details on the story, I have with me my colleague Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita.
Shraddha, please can you share some details on this?
Two cases have been confirmed today. And one is from New Delhi and the other one from Telangana, as you said. So one of the person has history of traveling to Italy and the other one has traveled to Dubai in the recent past.
Right.
And if we talk about the global death toll in terms of the new coronavirus epidemic, it has crossed 3,000 as of Monday today.
Okay.
So we also have the second person who has died in the US. Iran's death toll has, you know, risen to 54. Britain has also announced a jump in the number of cases with 13 new infections on Sunday and Monday. So, and New York State has confirmed its first case.
Right. I've also heard that they've stopped people from traveling from Iran.
That's true. Otherwise, also, a lot of non-essential travel has been, you know, it's been suggested to avoid any sort of non-essential travels, especially in now this new list of countries that, because if you talk about South Korea, now the number of cases have crossed 4,000. And it's worrying because now the speed with which it is increasing has crossed China also in terms of per day cases. That is true what you're saying. And if you talk about Germany, now the number of cases has risen to 129. So fresh cases, as we said, coming in from South Korea, where nearly 500 new cases were recorded recently. So in terms of number of people infected with coronavirus globally, almost touches 90,000. It has spread now to over 63 countries.
Right.
So almost on the way of becoming a pandemic. And today, our health minister, Harshvardhan, has also said, and I quote him, that under the travel advisory, existing visas, including e-visas, will remain suspended for China and Iran. And as the situation develops, the travel restrictions may further extend to other countries as well.
Right.
We also have a statement coming from one of the BJP MLA that said that cow dung for treatment of coronavirus. So just to focus on that, that we do not have verified vaccine that has come out because it might take 12 to 18 months as per experts to come out in terms of drugs that are being used. There are various drugs like the HIV drugs and other drugs being used in different countries to treat coronavirus. So we do not have any of these information that has been put out as correct by the WHO. So you should avoid any of this, but you should take precautions and wash your hands because it's not in terms to spread fear, but we are a dense country and we are highly populated and we need to keep precautions in that sense.
Right. Shraddha, we also heard that the coronavirus can be contained as we head closer to summers. How far is this true?
Well, reports are actually probably putting out some assumption that in this case also it might be true because other viruses, that is the common cold, bird flu, influenza, are more you know, prominent in the colder months. And you would see, like, as the winter approaches, more people get common cold and they're sneezing. And so since this is from the coronavirus family only, although this is the novel coronavirus, but it is also assumed on that same assumption that that, you know, it might become less as we
probably under control.
Yeah, as we head closer to summer, yeah. Although it hasn't been put out that it might not spread in other months.
Okay.
Because it might. Also, if at this time, CDC has also no clear consensus on how the warm season will impact COVID-19, because this is only an assumption that is being made.
Right.
Also, if some of the reports are to be believed, we also have a pet dog in Hong Kong, which was also tested weak positive for coronavirus and has been quarantined. But right now, the World Health Organization or from the medical front, we did not get a confirmation if this can spread from pets. But we do not know if the dog is infected, but it was tested weak positive for coronavirus. So that is also one of the information that is coming from Hong Kong.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Radha, for giving us all those insights.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Well, talking about the latest developments in Nirbhaya case, Delhi court has dismissed mercy pleas or mercy petitions made by two of its convicts. To give us more insights on this, I have with me my colleague Atharva Pandit. Hi Atharva, thank you for joining in.
Yeah, so Delhi High Court, which had reserved its order earlier in the day regarding the execution of the four convicts, it has stayed the execution, which was scheduled for tomorrow 6 a.m. And it has deferred the matter for further orders. What the court said, according to news agency PTI, the court said that a death sentence cannot be executed pending the disposal of mercy petition of convict Pawan Kumar Gupta. Pawan Kumar Gupta is one of the convicts, one of the four convicts, who was to be executed tomorrow. But he filed a mercy petition with the President of India. Now that mercy plea is pending, the President may accept it or, reject it. And that is what the court has said, that the death sentence cannot be executed unless and until the President acts on the mercy plea. So now the course of action probably might be that, you know, once the President either rejects or accepts the mercy plea, in case he rejects it, then the court will then order a new date for the execution. And according to the Tihar authorities, there has to be a certain period, in this case 2 weeks or 14 days between the mercy plea being rejected and the execution time. This is what we can expect from here on. The legal options, of course, are now sort of more or less over for all of these four convicts. This is, of course, the third time that this has happened. The execution has been, deferred or stayed. People are hoping that this will be the third, but also the last time that this happens. And of course, the there's disappointment regarding this particular order. But this is how the legal things work. Of course, the Nirbhaya's mother, understandably and naturally, she was very upset after the development, and she said that our system supports criminals. And I mean, she said that why is the court taking so much time to execute its own order to hang the convicts? Repeated postponing of the execution shows the failure of our system. So understandably, she's very upset regarding this whole development, but that is what has happened today. Now we'll have to wait and see when the President acts on the mercy plea, and what his decision regarding that is, and then from there on we'll see how it develops.
Well, thank you so much, Atharva, for giving us all those details, and we really hope that justice prevails at the earliest.
Thank you.
Well, on some international news, South Korean reports suggest that North Korea has launched two unidentified missiles. To give us more details on this, I have with me my colleague Ruchira Kondepuri. Hi Ruchira, thank you for joining in. Ruchira, can you please share some details on this report?
So North Korea has fired two short-range missiles from its east coast into the Sea of Japan. This was reported by the South Korean military. The missiles were launched from the eastern coastal city of Wonsan, and the missiles flew 240 kilometers or roughly 149 miles and reached 35 kilometers in altitude. This is the first time in 2020 that North Korea is testing missiles. The last time they tested their missiles was in November 2019. So this testing has happened after a gap of about 3 months. So this development, of course, comes at a time when talks between the US and North Korea over North Korea's nuclear program have stalled. US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met thrice in the past 2 years, but so far talks have not progressed, and the US continues to impose sanctions on North Korea and will probably continue those sanctions until North Korea cuts back on its nuclear program. This missile testing by North Korea also comes amid the coronavirus outbreak. The US and South Korea, which conduct joint military drills, have indefinitely paused these drills amid fears that the virus will spread. So it comes at a very sensitive and fragile time, and we will have to wait and see how US President Donald Trump responds to this news.
Also, Ruchira, the most awaited IPO of SBI Cards has opened today. What's with that? How is it going?
Yes. SBI Cards and Payment Services IPO opened today. It's open for most of the week, starting today till March 5th. As of today, it has been subscribed 32%, which is a good number for the first day of bidding. The total size of the IPO is roughly 10,000 crore, which is what they are planning to raise. And today they received bids for 3.2 crore shares out of roughly 13 crore shares that they have released for bids. As of now, SBI Cards is owned 74% by the State Bank of India and 26% by the Carlyle Group through an affiliate called CA Rover. After this IPO, SBI's stake in SBI Cards will come down to 69.51%. Investors and traders were looking forward to this IPO since SBI Cards is India's second largest issuer of credit cards, the first one being HDFC. So the IPO size is 10,000 crore, which is one of the largest IPOs in recent times. At the moment, SBI Cards is doing pretty well in terms of revenue, and it has over 19 lakh customers. It has an 18% share in the credit cards market. The other leaders in the cards market are HDFC Bank, which has a share of about 27%. Then ICICI Bank has a share of 14%. And Citibank has a share of about 6%. So SBI Cards is definitely one of the companies to watch out for.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. And in case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.